Welcome back. We are live in the ATL on Radio Row. I mentioned yesterday that I think of all the years I've done this, and I keep getting this. Hey, Rome, how many times have you done this? I'm going to say I'm pushing 30 years of doing this. That was my favorite Monday ever. It's never gotten off to as good a start as it did yesterday, and we're going to pick up right where we left off. I'm joined right now by a CBS colleague. She is a CBS Sports reporter, a CBS Sports Network host, host of CBS Sports Network's We Need to Talk. He covers the NBA for Turner as well. And, of course, we'll be part of CBS's coverage of Super Bowl 53 on Sunday. And this is how we start our Tuesday. Tracy Wolfson is my guest. It is so nice to see you. Tracy, how are you?
Thanks for having me. This is great.
This is great. I want to ask you about last night. I know you were part of the opening ceremony. You've done this before. So for those who have not seen it or been a part of it, what is the experience like? And then how did it compare to the antics that we've seen in previous opening nights?
Yeah, it's kind of a circus. It always is. It's gotten more of a circus as the years have gone on. And now that you have fans inside, it's pretty cool. It's electric in there, but it goes by like that really quick. I did a little halftime interview with Jared Goff, Tom Brady, Aqib Talib, and Devin McCourty. And that was all of 4 minutes. You know, you were on and you were off. But it's good. You know, it's nice to kind of get the lay of the land and see everyone, see and be seen, shake some hands, you know, wish them good luck. But you know, our week really starts later on once we get to meet with those teams.
We're talking to you, Tracy Wolfson. Now, as you prepare for Sunday, what are some of the storylines in the Super Bowl and this matchup that interest you the most?
Yeah, well, I think I'm covering the Rams sideline. So I think, first and foremost, the Gurley situation, right? And what everyone wants to know, is he hurt? You know, was it just what Sean McVay called? And I think we'll know that early on. And I think it's all going to be fine, and we're going to see him run the ball a lot. I think when you talk about this team, it's the youth versus the experience that New England has. You talk about Jared Goff, and he was just, he's 17 years, 72 days younger than Tom Brady, right? And Sean McVay being from Atlanta is a great story. There's a good story about him having quarterbacked his championship team, beating the number one seed at Marist High School here in Atlanta. He called the last play a naked bootleg. I mean, there's so many tremendous stories. And I love Andrew Whitworth, one of the leaders on this team. He apparently talked to his wife when they first were getting traded, and he said, look, you know, we might not ever win a Super Bowl. This is not why we're going to L.A. We're going to L.A. as a rebuilding year. And just understand that I'm going there as a leader. You know, I might never win a Super Bowl. And here he
is. Wrong answer, Andrew. You might. You might.
It's amazing what they've been able to do.
Again, we're talking about a team that won 4 games only a few years back. Tracy Wolfson joining me on set on Radio Row. Now, speaking of Tom Brady, after the win over the Chargers, he famously told you, quote, I know everyone thinks that we suck and, you know, can't win any games, end of quote. You've interviewed him so many times. Yeah. Generally, what is his mood like in those situations? And then what did you think when he told you, I know everyone thinks that we suck?
Well, I laughed right when he said it because I kind of knew. I had this feeling that he wanted to go there. And I actually had the question prepared to ask him and say, you know, everyone wants to talk about this dynasty declining. What did you guys show out here tonight? And I didn't have time because I had one more question left and I had to ask about Kansas City. And I can tell afterwards, I said it to him the next week, and I'm like, he's like, he gave me a fist pump, and he's like, yeah, Tracy, great job.
Look what we did.
Because you knew it was calculated. He was just trying to find the right moment in the
Tracy,
interview.
Tracy, is there
to
anything
do
that he does that's not calculated?
No, but that's what's great about him, right? Yeah. And he knew that maybe his team needed a little bit of a chip on their shoulder or something to kind of rally behind.
Well, let me ask you this about that chip, that whole thing about we're underdogs, nobody believes in us, we all suck. Do you think that he believes that, or is this manufactured and contrived? Does he really think that?
I don't think so. Right. He does not. He does. How could he think that? He's got 5 rings, right? He's going for his 6th. So, no, I don't think that, but I do think he feels, and he knows his team well, that sometimes maybe his team needs it. And, you know, maybe it's also just a little jab at all those haters out there.
We're talking to Tracy Wolfson. She'll be all over the Sunday coverage. What do you make of the relationship as it stands right now between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people want to make it out like they don't get along. I've never seen that. I think they have exactly what they need to have to be successful. I think it's, you know, I don't know how often they go to lunch together or hang out with their spouses or girlfriends, but I do think that they, you know, they respect each other. They have a tremendous working relationship. They know each other so well. They know what buttons to push. And it's enough to be so successful. Why mess with it? I don't think you have to necessarily be buddy-buddy and best friends with your head coach. But, you know, honestly, none of us know.
Right.
None of us know, and I wonder if it will ever be revealed after they are both done with the game. It
wouldn't be the Patriot way. I think they take that with them. I think it goes in the ground with them when
right,
they're done.
Right, goes to that graveyard, exactly.
Listen,
right.
it is your second Super Bowl as a sideline reporter, so I'm curious, what is Super Bowl day like for you? How different is it from every other game over the course of the year?
Yeah, I always go in, though, treating it like another game, because once you kick off,
Does that work?
It does. It does after kickoff.
Okay.
Right? So leading up to it, we're doing a lot more because we are at the team hotel. I'll be out there from 8 in the morning on, and we're not kicking off till 6 or whatever time it is later in the day. So I'll be out there at 8 in the morning trying to get kind of like the mood and what's happening. And that's where it's different. You kind of need a little bit of inside access, maybe a player's info or two that you can text. What's going on? What was last night like? What's the mood? Can you give me anything that we can bring to the viewers on the pregame show? So that's something I don't normally have to do. And we'll have two or three hits, and then we'll head over, maybe do an interview off the bus with a player or coach. And then it's a pregame report right before kickoff. And that's where it's not another game. I mean, you kind of look around and you're like, okay, you know, I know how many people are watching right now, but you try just to kind of go into your routine. And then once you kick off, you're just reading and reacting, you know, just like it's another game. And then the post game, knowing you're going to get that interview after, you know, the team wins, is also a little bit like, I remember Super Bowl 50 off that field after interviewing Peyton Manning. By the way, we almost didn't get that interview.
What happened? Tell me.
We were unsure of whether we were going to even do a post-game interview because we're getting them on the podium. And I remember going back and forth. I'm like, do you want DeMarcus Ware? Do you want me to get someone else just so we have something? And they're like, no, we're not going to do it. And all of a sudden, I'm walking off. I'm kind of just like walking towards the podium, la-di-da, my night is done. And all of a sudden, if you can get Peyton, get him. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's got like 100 people surrounding him right now, and now I have to get him.
Right.
And if you look at the broadcast copy, Patrick Smythe, who's his PR guy, actually says, hold on, Tracy's coming to get you.
Wow.
And so I like weaseled my way in there. There was a point I was standing outside trying to get in where I was like, I might not get this. I might not, but you know, you're not passing up Peyton Manning in his final game.
You had to get that, right? You were not going to get that,
no.
Tracy.
But what was great about it is it wasn't planned.
Right.
So in my mind, I didn't have these kind of set questions. I knew what I had to ask, you know, about his future, but I didn't know how it was going to come out and how we were going to word it to make it not just, so are you coming back next year?
You know, it's an amazing story in and of itself. It's so hard, isn't it? Because folks are so quick to say, how can you do that? How can you ask that question? That's his moment. Well, it's our job.
Yeah.
And we have to navigate the line, and the line maybe sometimes moves a little bit, but you have to ask a tough question, and you can ask a tough question without being disrespectful or ruining the moment, right?
Yes, and there's a relationship there between Peyton Manning and myself. And it's not like we didn't discuss it going into the weekend about what his future was. And all of my pregame reports were about him standing up in front of the team the night before. And so it'll be interesting on Sunday because Brady has come out and said, zero chance that I am retiring after this game. Do you still have to ask it if he wins a championship? I mean, it's...
Yes.
You know, because everyone else who, by the way, doesn't read every press conference and notes doesn't know that he came out and
said
that.
Well, especially on a day like that when there are people who don't watch football all year long.
They have no idea. And they're like, won a sixth championship.
And I don't think he's going to say to you, by the way, I covered that at the presser a few days back. Right? I think. One last thought really quickly. Then there's that kick six game between Bama and Auburn.
God.
Where were you positioned on that final play?
I was on the Alabama sideline preparing for the interview, and it was total chaos. And I had my sideline producer, who's still my sideline producer this day, and as soon as it happened, I'm like, you go get Chris Davis. I'll go get the coach. And we just went in different directions. Chris Davis was being carried on someone's shoulder, and I remember pulling at him and going, get him down. We need to interview him.
Wow.
We need to interview him. That was awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
She's going to be a part of CBS's coverage of Super Bowl 53 on Sunday. Also a host of CBS Sports Network's We Need to Talk. Tracy Wilson, my guest. Tracy, that was so fun. It is so good to get caught up and so nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Have an awesome Sunday.